This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the radio. If it's between 7 p. and 10 p. Eastern Time, any day of the year, you can call in and talk on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Chris.
Oh, Daryl's gone tonight.
I know. It's just not the same.
Yeah, I don't have any clue what he's doing exactly. It's probably important. I think he's traveling for some libertarian thing. I don't know.
That's a good bet. Yeah. Or running for some reason.
Right, he really likes to go places, go different places and run, even though you can run right where you are, wherever that might be.
Exactly.
Speaking of doing things, Mark, last night I went to see the Cheshiremen. Have you either of you guys ever seen them?
No.
The Cheshiremen are a men's choir from the region who do...
How many men's choir? How many men are in this choir?
I'm gonna guess there were 40 people.
Oh
wow,
that's big!
Wow.
And they sing barbershop style music.
But 40 people.
Yeah. Well, it was broke. There would have a piece by the whole ensemble, and then it was punctuated by groups of four that would come down and do just four man barbershop quartet stuff. And they were both, they were equally enjoyable, and I had a huge smile plastered on my face the whole time. It was absolutely uplifting. It was transcendent. It was like when I go to the movies, and I was telling you about Avengers Infinity War and how it was such bullcrap and it was so boring and such a disappointment. I go in for that experience, and I haven't gotten it at the cinema in a long time, but I got it last night from just a local guys who get together for fun to sing with each other. It was amazing.
I love live shows, and I don't care what they are. You know, it doesn't matter to me if they're doing a medley of show tunes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I think it's great. And if you want to impress a young lady,
oh yeah.
So my wife, my mother took me to live theater the whole time I was growing up. Princess and the Pea,
right.
all the stuff that you'd take kids to, and then the players that she would want to go see too. And it wasn't expensive. This is community theater, the Sarasota Players, and they do a good show, and it's not much. And I can't remember what a ticket costs, but it's not going to break the bank by any stretch of the imagination. None of the actors or actresses are really even paid.
Right.
It's community theater. So I continued to go see these shows whenever I had the opportunity. And, of course, I'd take a young lady, on a date, and sometimes it'd be even the first date. This is a knock-it-out-of-the-park situation, and nobody knows it, because they haven't had this experience before, in all likelihood. They've been taken a lot of different places, but they haven't been taken to see live theater. And I think it's a deal closer, in my opinion.
That and Dudley Moore movies are good, too.
Yeah, I'll take your word on it.
And what an upbringing you had, though. I mean, I remember my mother taking me to synagogues and different houses of worship.
Mm-hmm.
And going to see George McGovern and Gerald Ford and all the, like any politician that came through, and I was just like,
yeah, that didn't happen to me at all.
Yeah, not my idea of a good time.
Well, I'm gonna join. I'm gonna go over there. I'm gonna go over there on Tuesday and bust a chord with those guys.
Sweet.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, I know
Cooper Travis. If you remember him, he was a Free Stater from way back. He was a Cheshire man.
Is that so?
Yeah.
I know, having watched you do a few rounds of karaoke, that you are more than capable. So
yeah.
They will be...
Baby on board, how I've adored that sign on my car.
Let's get on with the show. So I brought in this show prep, and I guess since I'm in charge, I'll go ahead and start with what I want to start with. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget is quoting Rand Paul. Now, this is not a new article, but the idea was new to me. Somehow this slipped by me, so you'll forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, if I bring up something that you may have heard of in the past. But I suspect if you had heard of it, you've forgotten it. It's a question mark headline. Would cutting the spending by 1% balance the budget in less than 5 years? During the November 10th Republican debate, remember this is back in 2015, Senator Rand Paul said that when discussing balanced budgets, I'm also in favor of a plan called the Penny Plan, where we'd cut just 1% across the board and the budget actually balances in less than 5 years. That sounds pretty doable, doesn't it? I mean, the idea that a federal agency would be able to handle a 1% cut annually?
No.
For less?
Yeah. Oh, God, no. I mean, cut. These people are working with nothing right now. They will tell you this repeatedly.
They will tell you that all the time, yeah.
They specifically bring it up when they fail.
But many times they're spending their budgets at the end of the year on office furniture and throwing away perfectly good office furniture and things like that because they have to get back. They have to get back up to their number.
They do, or they're going to lose it. They're not going to be able to budget right. The same number next year. So.
Well, they'll know what their number is next year. Well. It'll be 1% less than it was. Here's your warning, budgeter out there. It's going to be 1% less. And I'm not saying that there aren't programs that are underfunded out there. And maybe you could take an X-Acto knife to some of the programs at 2% and some at 1. But I really, really, really believe that any government program out there can handle a 1% cut without too much trouble.
And when I speak, it's with tongue firmly implanted in cheek.
And I think that we could, hey, if it's going to be difficult, the people you're spending money on or whatever, cut the bureaucrats' paycheck. Because federal government employees are paid very, very well comparative to, six figures is the average number, I believe, because I've seen stories pass through. Maybe it's the median number. Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% on that, but that's recalling from memory. We're not talking about people who are working for some dinky little municipality here.
Right. And that includes benefits and things like that. And the government has some of the greatest benefits you could ever want as an employee. I don't know if that's not doable. I just off the top of my head, I know Trump threw out a $4 trillion budget, right? That was the last number
I recall.
It's
a high number,
right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right, and when you start getting into trillions, then 1% actually becomes a sizable number. So what, $40 billion you cut? There's a ton of $40 billion programs out there that do nothing. I mean, keep in mind, I'm trying to remember what the quail one was. We're paying X number of millions of dollars to study the effects of, it's something like rap music on quails during their mating season. That's a typical government program, and who defends that?
Well, I mean, you never get to hear these. Well, they're never laid out. It's just that, oh, my God, if you cut here, then we'll have to shut down the parks. Remember when the government shut down a couple of years ago or whatever, and they had to put guards out to shut down a park? That I mean, the idea that you're pulling out fewer of these park rangers, and then you're putting guards up. Where'd you get the guards from if the government shut down?
Hey, that did provide a week or two of entertainment for a lot of us, though.
Indeed, it did. So going on here, he's talking about the Penny Plan. The math is largely similar to Ben Carson's plan. Remember, this was during the 2015. This was 2015 during the 2016 election, and it's similar to Ben Carson's plan that freezing spending for 3 years would balance the budget. That's another thing that you might be able to do is just not increase spending. But I still believe that any government, any program out there can be cut, in government or whatever, and be made more lean by these cuts. They could still do the same stuff with less money with these cuts because 1% is almost nothing. The plan Paul discusses, which we previously described here, would cut nominal dollar non-interest spending by 1% per year and would result in the budget being balanced in 2018 if it started next year. So we'd be right there if it had been started.
Right.
Since interest spending is projected to increase over time as the interest rates rise, the Penny Plan would basically result in a freeze in total spending between now and 2018. This is 2015 they're talking about. I'll go on with it, but I think this is a fascinating idea, and it doesn't seem like something that couldn't be done. What are your thoughts? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I mean, sure, the government doesn't want to cut spending, and sure, it's unlikely that they would, but doesn't it seem like they could? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lick-O-Chops.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite .com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number, should you wish to comment on the idea of cutting the federal budget or anything else, this is Free Talk Live, is 855-450-3733. I also want to tell you about Skype there. You can call in on Skype, and all you have to do is send us a request, and we'll approve it, and then you'll be able to call in. You should have a good mic, and you'll certainly sound better. Probably the worst circumstances, you'll sound better on Skype than you will on a telephone because, well, there's just more packets. Oh, let's go to the phones, talk to Joe in Michigan. Oh, first, I want to tell you about Save It Purse. SaveItPurse.com is a place that you can go and save 25% off your purchases at Amazon. That's a pretty big deal, 20-25%. It depends. You kind of deal with other people on it and get people to buy and buy your stuff for you because you're trading them in Bitcoin. That's the catch, right? Like, you have to use Bitcoin to do these things, but it's a huge savings. So they ask you, what can you buy with Bitcoin? You can go to saveatpurse.com and buy anything that it's for sale at Amazon. That's the answer, and it's a pretty good answer. Saveatpurse.com. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, just afraid for you guys. It's suggesting that government bureaucrats could take 1% less and pay your benefits. I thought they probably already have picket lines set up in front of your building there.
I don't think they know where we are.
The great state of Michigan, and I think this might have been two governors ago, but I may be wrong, they, when they had to have a budget shut down, the only place they could find to save money was taking state troopers off the road.
Oh, yeah, that's the only
so
place.
Efficiently
I'm surprised they didn't have to take firemen, give firemen, Molotov cocktails and throw them at houses. I mean, sorry, people, we have to cut the budget.
And that is a common tactic. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
This penny plan, I think you'd probably see TV shots of them taking milk away from babies and lunches away from kids in the schools because that's the only place they could cut.
Yeah, that'd have to be it. The most painful place possible is where that 1% is going to go in.
Right, and yep. When we look back at the shutdown that affected parks, national parks, I mean, that was so intentional, so obvious.
Exactly. Like I said, they'll close down the busiest freeways and say you have to take the back roads to get to work, you know. Whatever they can do to inflict pain.
Yeah, they couldn't lay the toll takers off.
No,
that couldn't be possible.
We all know we just have to have a popular uprising to make this happen, or it won't happen. One last thing on this. I don't really think that federal employees should get bonuses. They don't have to have performance. Their wages aren't based on performance and or, growth in the company. So I just never understood why federal employees that can't get fired would ever get bonuses. They deserve a living wage. And benefits, but they've got better than anybody else in the working sector. I don't understand. I think that it could
be. I'd be willing to give them a bonus if they can cut their budget by 5%.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you, sir.
I'd give them 1% out of that 5.
Right. There you go. That's a big old bonus right there. What do you think's going to happen, Joe, with this? I mean, at this point, what are we at? $21 trillion the federal government is in debt? And I know that it was $4 trillion when Bush got in. It was $8 trillion when Obama got in. It was $16 trillion when Trump got in, I believe. And it's very likely going to be, I guess, $32 trillion when I think it was like 5, 10, and 20. But anyway, go ahead.
I firmly believe if we don't start voting in people that promise to lower taxes, lower their budgets, I thought we got that with Trump, that was his plan, and I'm very disappointed. I'll vote for anybody across the party lines. I don't care if they're purple, Martian, whatever. If they promise to take 3% out of my municipal, state, or federal budget, I'll vote for them. That's my philosophy.
What do you think is going to happen with all this debt, though?
My thought was maybe we could give China Hawaii and take on Puerto Rico, and we'd still have 50 stars. And, we could settle the debt with China by giving them why, but with the volcano, I don't know if they'd take it. They might not take it.
Might be just the thing. Joe, thanks for the call.
I'll let you guys go. I just, like I say, we need as the American people to get behind not letting them take all our money away.
Well, he's absolutely right.
I don't disagree, but I think it's the whole system is rigged, and it's rigged to create bigger budgets and bigger expenses and bigger long-term debt. And when you look at what the enticements are for people in Congress or people in Senate, of course, it's to get reelected so they can keep getting all the benefits they get from being in power. And the only way to get reelected, it seems, is to bring the pork back home. So while you've probably got, like, you know, most of Congress saying, yeah, we really got to do something about government spending, but I still need money for that wastewater processing plant in my state. And I really need Boeing to, you know, expand into North Carolina, and we need those jobs down here. So we talk out of both sides of our mouth. We complain about it, but then we're still encouraging the same behavior by demanding that our Congress people come back with money from Washington.
I've heard of that, but I've never met a person who said, I'm going to vote for that politician. They brought this to this area. I mean, just personally, I've never met anybody who said that.
Well, what do they campaign on?
The politicians?
Yeah.
What they brought back to particular areas. They absolutely do.
Sure.
I can only presume that that occurs, and probably with a great deal of frequency. It's just that I would find that laughable. Oh, they brought some big government pork barrel project here, and you're happy about that?
Never going to say that. They're going to say, we brought jobs. We brought opportunity. We are moving our state into the 21st century or whatever. It's never going to be about... Man, we brought pork.
I'm from Florida. It's not from the 21st century. The 20th century. It's from some alternate dimension. So,
and the pork comes, usually the politician gets to put his name on it. So you've got Senator Robert P. Byrd, was it, or Robert W. Byrd?
Something.
From West Virginia, had his name on everything, and that does not hurt your election chances.
No. Right. But I think that part of that is simply people seeing the name.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. I mean, there's most elections are decided by a 10% that's sitting in the middle that doesn't know anything. And, there may be part of that 10% that knows a great deal, but there's this, they call them low information voters, right? And there's a percentage of the population that's a low
information. That's what Limbaugh calls them.
Yeah. But that's what they're called.
And he calls Robert Byrd Robert Sheets Byrd because he was a Democrat who was a Klansman.
Yeah, that's right. And the, it's a funny thing. Switching parties and all that good stuff. These people that, vote for somebody based on the name, it's kind of sad, but I can't say I've never done it. I remember local elections, sure. I've been like, oh, I don't know, who should I vote for circuit judge? I recognize this name.
Right.
And then, I just bubbled it in. Now, if I don't know, I don't vote, but still, that's not exactly a solution to anything.
I'd say you're being more informed. You're making a more responsible choice.
It's more responsible.
Yeah, not voting for somebody you don't have any idea who they are.
But that's not going to fix the budget.
No.
No. So one of those two people is going to be better on the budget than the other, I got to presume, even if it's by a penny. I don't know. Speaking of which, the number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And we're still discussing this plan to cut the federal budget by 1% a year for 5 years and balancing the budget as a result. And that the debt wouldn't grow.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Unlimited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Unlimited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on this live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Chris.
And we're discussing this plan that's called the Penny Plan, where they would freeze the budget. They will not freeze it. They'd cut the budget by 1% every year for 5 years, or up to 1% every year, and then in 5 years it would be balanced. And it seems like something that any department can handle. You know, there's not 1% waste in any organization. I mean, I can't think of any organization that has a budget above 7 figures that we couldn't cut 1%. Like, there's not 1% waste in that department?
Of course.
Come on!
Yeah, but the will is not there because
there's not the will. They don't get the will.
They see what they want as being necessary, what they want but don't have yet. That is what they need to
sure.
get their job done.
Yeah,
and if you try to tell them they're going to get less than what they have, then no way. It's a non-starter.
It's like children. You have to tell them how it's going to be. You don't ask them about it.
I also would like to add that I don't think it'll work because based on the emails that I've been getting from Sovereign Man, Simon Black.
Yep, I get those.
He says that non-discretionary spending in the form of Social Security payments and interest on the debt, those two added together represent more than the tax revenue we take in every year.
That might be true with income tax, but Social Security is paid through a different line item on your paycheck. So it doesn't come through federal income tax.
Okay.
Yeah, my biggest
that
issue
may be
with
true,
the,
but it's just not delineated that way.
My biggest issue with the entire thing is the incentive. They're incentivized to perpetuate the existing system. There are no incentives to change. That it's suicide for them. It's they lose power, they lose money, and why would anyone do that? It's the system that's systemically wrong.
Right. If you gave the boss of a given department 1% of what they cut, then they would at the very least be incentivized to cut.
Right.
But and see what they could, you know, get done. Now, obviously, since there's no competition, then they would just keep cutting and not doing anything because, well, there's no one to compete and show that they can do the job better.
I'll second that. Was that a motion?
Yeah, the problem is that they're a monopoly.
Right.
But anyway, I want to tell you about Zencash. Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash is made by voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded in their white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure, private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com. I think this is a great currency, and I'm keeping an eye on it. I believe it's well-priced right now. Zencash.com. Going on with the article here from Committee for the a Responsible Federal Budget. I hate terms like responsible. What do you mean by responsible?
Yeah.
And remember, this article was written in 2015. It was about the 2016 election. I just want to talk about this penny plan, so this is the best article I can find. As with Ben Carson's claim that freezing spending for 3 years would balance the budget, cutting non-interest spending by 1% per year is not as simple as it sounds. Oh, we're responsible. We just can't do this. Since many programs naturally grow over time in nominal dollars, due to inflation, healthcare costs grow. Population, by the way, why does healthcare costs grow? Why?
Because it's subsidized.
That's exactly right. All kinds of other things go down over time.
Not things that the government is heavily involved in. Those things tend to increase. Things in the private market tend to drop.
Indeed. Healthcare costs grow, population grows, other factors. In 5 years, I mean, we couldn't tighten the belt for 5 years. Americans took a big hit in 2008, and they've managed to sort of claw their way out of it by now. The economy is a lot better. The federal government just can't do it, though. No, they couldn't do that.
Well, there's always a reason. You know, I mean, with Trump, it's, well, I mean, we do face this crisis on our borders, so we've got to increase spending.
Which crisis
down there.
Are we talking about?
Oh, the influx of people who are simultaneously going to too lazy to work and take welfare while also taking your job.
Immigration is illegal immigration into this country has diminished over the last decade.
Well, now that's just details, Mark.
Can't we handle a 1% cut in the Border Patrol agencies out there? I mean,
of course you could.
I don't know. I mean,
could you not cut military spending by 1%? No, because,
Border Patrol can just raise the cost of their human trafficking operation.
Exactly. Great point.
Yeah, right.
We have to deal with North Korea, so of course we need more money. I mean, that guy's not going away. Yeah, he is.
You could beat him
with
Twitter.
There's Putin then. Yeah. You got to worry about him now.
Let's go to Dana calling in from Grand Rapids. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. So not only do I support the penny plan, but another thing that needs to be abolished immediately, and I hope Trump does it, although it wasn't talked about on the campaign, was baseline budgeting. And for people who are listening who don't know what that is, all it is just say, I'm going to do an arbitrary figure. Say they spend $1 million a year in the budget. And even if they don't spend all of that money at the end of their fiscal year, they still raise that for the following year, 8 to 10%.
Right.
So basically, whether you need it or not, you're going to get it. So it encourages waste to hurry up and spend all that money so you can justify that original $1 million plus the additional 8 to 10%. It's out of control. I spend under what I make. I don't spend more than what I make, and I don't get an 8 to 10% increase every year. So I agree with you guys. Penny Plan Plus baseline budgeting needs to go, but Penny Plan needs to be implemented. That's great.
How do we? What are the steps we take to get these people to implement this, Dana?
I think this is what I think. It isn't that these people are stupid, and I don't mean book knowledge. Most of our politicians for a long, long time on both sides of the aisle and everything in between are not just professional politicians, but they're lawyers. So these guys are, although there's a lot of stupid and crooked lawyers, they're not really, you know, they get this, what happened with Trump. So what we need to do is keep putting in some of the most fiscally conservative people, because until they're punished out of office, that's what we need to do. They were scared when Trump was elected. They have spent all of their energy fighting him and showing anyone in the future, don't you dare try to right this country and be fiscally responsible, because we will go after you legally. That isn't just to get him out now, but it's in the future. But to answer your question, if we just need to keep voting like we're voting, you know, get these politicians out. And
it seems like every 8 years, like it seems like the American people want to give the president 8 years to do their thing, and then they'll vote in the other party. Pretty much all along, that's what's happened most of my life. There's a couple of deviations, but not much.
Well, I'll toss out something.
You punish one party, punishes the other party for things they don't like. But I'm telling you, you can't argue with facts. So I don't, when I call you guys or when I talk to anybody, I've been interviewed on shows, on national programs, and I'm telling you, don't argue with feelings like the left does. They're very emotional people. You argue with facts, and I'm telling you, we're at 3.9%. Unemployment, you know, we got
it. Yeah, it couldn't get any, the unemployment couldn't get any better. At this point, people are trying to draw in trained monkeys and people's really smart German shepherds at this point to do the job. Thank you for the call, Dana. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As the globalists attack America and the Trump agenda, we need to show our support. Get your free Trump flag to show your support. You can get your free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now, freetrumpstuff.com. Get your free Trump flag. Drive liberals nuts, make them crazy with your new free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. All you have to do is, pick up the phone and call in. We were just talking about the idea of cutting the federal budget by 1% a year for 5 years, and that would balance the budget that quickly. Now, you'd still, balancing the budget isn't everything.
Right.
You'd still have a debt at that point of $21 trillion, I believe, is the number we're at this point. And that's incredible.
Yeah, so, if that's actually the number, because that number is debated frequently. Like, is it really that? Or I've heard people say it's actually closer to $40 trillion once you take into consideration all the unfunded mandates that, you know, are just piling up, and we know we're going to have to pay them for eternity. Is that really a comprehensive number?
Right. It's very difficult. The government doesn't tell us how much it's in debt.
I don't think they know.
Right.
But the number's too big.
That would take competence for them to figure that out. So the number we get is, you know, put together by private organizations. It's kind of agreed upon, kind of like noon, you know. Well, I think it's about noon. I don't know. Going outside and looking. They don't know. I mean, obviously, it's a step in the right direction. We should have a balanced budget, but frankly, they should be paying against that debt, too.
Yeah.
And I think the idea that your country is going to survive this kind of debt is ludicrous.
Yeah, and you're limited in what your alternatives are. I mean, when you're faced with insurmountable debt, and people have found themselves in this position, there is no easy bankruptcy for a sovereignty other than to just say, we're done. We're not paying anybody back.
Yeah, well,
I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah,
I don't think these 1% graduated solutions are going to be implemented. And if they are, I don't think they're going to be adhered to.
No.
And what's going to end up happening is some kind of just collapse. The U.S. is going to repudiate its debts, or they're going to stage a coup to attack themselves and prop up a different government in their place and issue new money, something like that.
But do they need to do that when you have the, you know, 10x spending in military power? you know, this is where it takes a real megalomaniac to make that conversion. But just to say, nah, I'm not paying anybody back. We're done. We're resetting everything. We don't owe anybody anything. If anybody has a problem with us, see us on the battlefield.
Yeah, I think they could do that.
Yeah, it's like dealing with a belligerent drunk guy with a gun.
Right.
I mean, ultimately. and that's what these politicians act like. They have no responsibility.
But right. I think what's going to precipitate it is a collapse of the dollar. Mm-hmm. Is the confidence in the dollar is just going to evaporate, and that is their the U.S. dollar is their biggest weapon.
The argument against that, not that I don't agree with you, but the argument against that is, where is that confidence going to go? That the confidence, like, there has to be confidence in some currency somewhere. Is it going to be Zen cash? Well, hopefully, but I'm not putting my money on it. Could it be Bitcoin? It could. But I mean, Bitcoin's still teeny tiny compared to really anything else. At this point, gold and silver aren't being used as currency anywhere in the world.
It doesn't need to go into any one thing. It could simply be diffused into the euro, gold, silver, Bitcoin Cash, my favorite, Zen Cash, and so forth.
The euro,
Iraqi dinars.
Every complaint you have about the dollar is the euro has sure. 1.2.
Okay,
you know. Yeah.
Well, I think if we saw a real collapse of a true nationally, you know, internationally traded fiat currency, then they're all going to be suspect. And then I think that's going to drive people either to look at crypto or look at things that they've used before, like precious metals. And you may see another gold-backed currency or something like that. But it would just shake the world to its roots. I mean, that's the thing. And I'm not sure how you come back from that. Fortunately, now I think we have more tools to offer as alternatives, specifically cryptocurrency.
Yeah, well, crypto's really been on the rise recently. I suppose this could happen. I mean, if you listen to the banks, Bitcoin's a terrible idea, which says to me
exactly.
That Bitcoin is a great idea.
Right.
Like, you know, they're adopting the blockchain in their own software and downplaying Bitcoin at the same time. Why? Because they're the ones that create the currency that we currently have. No duh. The more they talk about how dangerous Bitcoin is. I mean, why is it dangerous? It's because it undermines their currency.
And Bitcoin is inconsequential. Cryptocurrencies will never have any effect on anything in the internet. Then why are you talking about it?
Right.
They keep talking about how it's inconsequential and how it's not a threat and it can't do anything. Then shut up.
We're past them ignoring Bitcoin, right?
Right.
First they ignore it, then they laugh at it, then they fight it, and then you win. I mean, I don't know if we're laughing or fighting at this point, but there's somewhere around that.
Right.
The problem is we don't know how long any of that stuff takes. Let's go to James calling in from Missouri. James, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I've been listening to this debate here, and it reminds me of something I learned when I was in the Signal Corps. We aren't even operating from the Constitution that we believe we have. We're operating off some alternative document that have gotten the probably restricted parts of Congress right now.
What kind of, I mean, I don't understand. So the Constitution, I mean, I agree with you. The United States government believes the Constitution is of no value and no consequence to it. But, I mean, I've never heard of another document other than just their statutes.
Yeah. I think they probably got a plan for collapsing it all and remaining in control after the dust settles. But
don't they have control now?
Yeah. That's why I say it's a kind of a managed collapse.
What would be the value in collapsing it? I mean, that's what they're doing.
You could put up a new face
right.
In the place of the face you have now with all the same people in the background.
Well,
mm-hmm.
But they could. But that's what they're going to do the next election anyhow. I mean, they already have all those things. Is it the suggestion that they're going to move more wealth from those that don't work for the government to the hands of those that do?
If you believe that a collapse is inevitable, then doing a reset with this savior to come up from out of nowhere and still being pulled by all the same puppet strings in the background, There's a strategic sense to that.
Plus, it would be easier in a scenario like that to scrap the Constitution. Not that, in my opinion, it's done us any good up to now, but you could just start fresh. I'm sure they've got plenty of ideas of how they would rather the government be constituted and run. So if it's going to collapse, they can collapse it themselves and then build it up exactly the way they want it in the next round, maybe with a king or something.
But again, North Korea's got a great constitution.
Question really. Kind of becomes, is the, because part of how all this radio gets to us and stuff is kind of dependent on internet connections. So if they go ahead and let all that crash, we'll be all broken apart and basically turn to the last couple of centuries.
Man, I think if they lost the internet
to do that.
I think if they lost the internet that there would be an uprising so great that they wouldn't be able to deal with it. That it would just it would crush them. It's like food and the internet is what they have to keep going at this point. I just can't can you imagine the millennials? What they would do?
It would have nothing to do with...
I know what I would do.
It would have nothing to do with money, finances, collapse of society. It would be about, what do you mean Instagram's gone?
Right.
We're marching.
Right. Be a pretty big deal, right. I think.
But all that kind of depends on somebody paying attention to you being upset. And if you're trying to sway the opinion of a robot, there's kind of little...
There's still 600 million guns in this country.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
300.
I've seen stuff recently about them doing developments on handily opposing that, which they would call what?
I don't know.
Terrorism.
Well, I've heard that. They call it that, yeah. They call it domestic terrorism. They would have to.
Yeah.
What else would they call it?
Whoever got blown apart or ripped to pieces by the robotic dogs were opposing the government or something. If the evening news even survives to see that.
See, I'm more optimistic about an armed confrontation with the U.S. government. Everybody brings the same stuff up. You know, how are you going to fight tanks and helicopters? It's like they're still in Afghanistan fighting people much worse armed than the U.S. citizens are. Really?
Yep. Took him 15 years on that. Thanks for the call, James. Appreciate it. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Interested in your opinion on it. I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't think I'm
an attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I would like to invite you to a free health lecture where I'm going to educate you on how to flourish with better health now and in your golden years. We will be at the Holiday Inn Airport, Springfield, Missouri. Registration time is 6:30 p.m. This is May 18th. You can give us a call for free registration at 833-WALLACH. That's free registration, 833-925-5224. 833-925-5224.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.